I think that might be 2 weeks ago now. Noah's not been particularly well, so if you can pray, that would be great. I think he's had a bit of an infection, and I think he's still in hospital, is that right? No, he's out now. That's great news, so that's fantastic. But please do pray for him, because he's not been hugely well in the first few days of his life. And Michael and Marianne have had another little boy on Thursday, I think it was. I've probably got the details wrong. 9 pounds, 21 and a quarter inches. I'm looking at Ian Archibald because he's my source of information, which, if you're in new money at all, is about 50-odd centimetres. And I think they're doing well, from what I understand. Brilliant. So congratulations to them. And thank you, Lord, for some safe births. And when they're here, we will introduce the little boys to everyone. Okay. Right. A little bit later on, if I get time, going to open up the scriptures. If you're new here, my name's Rupert, part of the leadership here, and we're going to look at one of the Psalms, which I've been doing this year. But firstly, we want to just have an opportunity for some stories, testimonies, of what God has been doing, or what you have been doing, with £20 notes that we gave away. So one Sunday back in September, I think we probably took up an offering, but we also gave away some money, and we gave away some crisp £20 notes at the end of a sermon, and a sermon series actually that we've been doing on the parable, the parables of the kingdom, in Matthew's Gospel. And that particular Sunday, I was looking at the parable of the talents, and a story where three different people are given talents, which was a monetary, it was what's a currency, or an amount of money. In fact, it was a huge amount of money. I haven't got my notes on me, but if I remember correctly, if you convert it up into today's wages, I think a talent is something like 6,000 days of pay, or 6,000 denarii, which was a daily wage for a labourer. And that might be equivalent of £250,000. So it was a lot of money, one talent. So somebody had been given one, somebody had been given five, somebody had been given 10. Jesus tells the story of what do they do. The person who had 10 went and made another 10. The person who had 5 went and made another 5. The person who had 1 was scared, and he buried the talent in the ground. And one of the things that I was saying that Sunday is this guy could have almost done anything with that talent. The only thing he couldn't have done was bury it in the ground. Be a bit like us hiding £250,000 under our mattress. And just not doing anything. And Jesus says, actually, you could have even just put it into the bank to get interest. Anything would have been better than what you did. You could have given it away to the poor, is almost the implication of what he was saying. You could have had a great big party. You could have used it for some fantastic venture. You could have paid for lots of people to go and see a doctor. You could have done anything with it. Just don't bury it. So that was a summary of something that took a lot longer to say on the day. And then we handed out some £20 notes. And the encouragement with that £20 note was to allow God to speak to you. And I threw out loads of ideas and thoughts of what you could do. Use that £20 as seed money, if you like, or something to start some kind of venture, or to do something, or to kindle some kind of dreams, or that kind of thing. And so it'd be great now just to hear some stories. I've got a few people lined up. And if there's a chance after that, if anybody else has got a story, it'd be great to hear what you've done with your £20 note. If it's still sitting on the fridge, pricking your conscience, or if you remember, oh yeah, I think I went out one night and I didn't have any money, and so I used the £20 to buy some beer. Or Maybe, I think Glow were raising money that particular Sunday for lunch, and maybe you thought, well, I'd like to just, you know, I'd like to support Glow. I haven't got any money. Oh, I got the £20. If you haven't done anything with it, let this be as a reminder maybe to prick your conscience about not burying our talents, but allowing God to stir something. So, I've got a few people here. I think Stefan and Julie. I think Tony, have you got... Tony, Alison Walker, Latena, Chris Hall's got something. Shall we? Who do we want to start with? Stefan's here. Stefan and Louisa, I think. Yes. Fantastic.
I've got a double act here. We'll start with Louisa, I think, shall we? Is that okay, Louisa? Louisa had a very good idea. She took the money and gave it to her mother to do some shopping. Isn't that right?
And then, I wanted to make something, and there was a conference going on at Wellsprings, and so we made soup and sold it.
And then asked for a donation or something, was it? Or
no, we sold it. We sold it. Soup in a roll. Soup in a roll.
And the result?
£55.50.
Way. Thank you very much. That's brilliant.
Well done. Excellent. Really good.
Thank you.
Right. I've got a funny story because I thought, what can I do with this? And I thought, well, I'm not too bad in photography and so on. Maybe I'll set up a website and so on. And, you know, you can get these websites. I still since found out that there's millions of websites with millions of photographs on each of them. So... I thought, but I had a good start, and I thought, okay, what do I need to do? The trouble is, it's free to set these things up, so I thought, well, that's not money, no money spent. Then I could subscribe to something, and I spent £1.29 for this. I thought, this is a good start. Maybe I'll sell some photographs. Well, I sold one photograph. I don't really know what it was, but I felt a little bit despondent. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, I got a note from somebody who I did a workshop for. And normally I don't charge for workshops, fungal workshop, fungus identification, mushrooms, you know, the kind of stuff in the autumn. And they said, we want to pay you. I said, oh, that's really a surprise. And so how will we do this? I said, well, just make the check payable to Community Church. And I got a check for £129. So that's 100 times what I had invested in something that actually didn't work. So
I just think that's such a brilliant story, isn't it? It's just fantastic. I just think God's sense of humour in that. You know, you put £1.29 into something, you try it out, and then £129 comes back. I mean, who would give a gift for a workshop of £129? Why didn't they make it for £130? Stingy people.
I don't know if you said at the time, you know, imagine looking back on your life from the end and what would you have liked to have done or something as a stimulus to think about it. But anyway, that's how I thought about it. And the thing that popped into mind immediately was, well, I would like to have done something with my poems. I've been writing poetry for about 30 years. And until a couple of years ago, I never showed any of them to anybody, not even my husband. And since then, I've shown a couple of them to him. And that's kind of gone hand in hand with God healing my, you know, internal emotions, making me know that I am someone. So when Rupert said that, I thought, right, I'll make a book of my poems and I'll sell it for £1. And people will be bound to buy it for £1. And so I'll get £50 back. That'll be fine. And then he said, well, could I do it for the arts weekend? And I thought, right, so it's going to be there with art and kind of art prices and things. So I'll do it for £2.50, I thought. And Barry said, do it for £5. And I thought, oh, no, I couldn't do that. People won't buy it for £5. However, after a bit of toing and froing, we decided that's what I would do. And so we printed these off. I was able to do that through my work and pay them for it, so that's where the money went. And I've got a lot more books if anyone wants to buy one. But I have so far made back the £20 and another 45, so there's some of it.
Wow, fantastic.
And I've kept some for a float in case people want to buy it.
That's brilliant. Do you know, part of this for me isn't, it's not about the money. It's about God stirring dreams that have laid dormant in our heart, or us having the courage to step out in something. And I just think it's a fantastic story. Latena, I think you did something, this was before Christmas, wasn't it?
Do
you want to come up?
Okay. Well, in my social life, I've had the pleasure of going to friends' houses and just discovering that there's so many great cooks in the community. So I thought, why don't we do a big banquet feast of everybody who's a star chef to come and contribute a feast. And so it was called Dining for Africa, and basically we invited everybody to come feast and donate what they felt the meal was worth to the Africa Fund. So we used the £20 for that to buy the ingredients and cook up. So yeah, it went really well. We raised £1,003, which where are my cooks? It was Ben, Kerry, Kat, they're all dotted around the building. So yeah, at that time there was a big flood in Uganda, so the money went straight to help 280 families for supplies and relief. So that was fantastic.
That was just brilliant, eh? Great. Chris? Where's Chris?
Okay, we took 20. I took £20. My daughter took £20. Free money. It's a good thing. When he said we've only got 100, I thought, oh, there's only going to be £100. That's only five. We better get there quick. It turned out there was 100 £20 notes. That was really good. I love a church that gives away money. We were invited with a team to go down to Dunbar Parish Church and take their service for two of the weeks. Their minister's off on sabbatical. And so hadn't thought of anything to do with the £20 by that time. When we got there, I thought, let's invest in this church because we're coming to invest our lives. Let's invest our money as well. And so we put £20 in the first week and we put £20 in the second week. And after that, they sent us a check for £120 to say thank you. And I thought that was a good return on our investment. So we passed it back to the church.
So it's just sowing things out and then God brings it back. Now, Julie, I think, has got story two.
Yeah. About a year ago, I went part-time from work to do some more painting. And originally, I'd done a degree in painting, so it was kind of my background. And, you know, you sort of can't really make a living that well from painting. So I was doing it part-time, but I was quite enjoying getting back into it. And last year, didn't have that much time to do that much painting. And anyway, I got married. So then kind of came back from honeymoon, and it was like a fresh start. Right, need to kind of get back into this. And currently, my easel was broken. And so then we heard about the £20 thing. And we didn't take any money that week, and I was thinking about it. And then James hadn't got anything. He hadn't got any ideas to take money. So I convinced him to get £20 for me as well. So therefore, I had £40, and I bought a new easel. And I had decided that the first painting I'd do on that easel, I would, if I sold that, I would give the money to the church. It's a return of the 20. And then sort of quite quickly, I sort of was having a discussion with a couple of my friends from art college, and we decided to do an exhibition together. And we kind of quite quickly sort of found out that there was this one place we could do it, sort of do exhibitions, and we put a proposal in. The deadline was about 2 days' time from when we'd started talking about it, so it was all quite a bit of a rush. And anyway, we found out we got accepted, so that was probably in around, well, when was it you did the thing, was it October or something? Yeah, so it was about September, so, and the exhibition we just had about a month ago, so I had about 6 months to work on things. So I was like painting like mad, and anyway, the first painting I did, I was quite pleased with it. I was like, yeah, it's okay, you know, see how that goes. And we did the exhibition, and exhibitions are always a bit like, I'm never quite sure if I'm going to sell anything or not. And sort of about a week passed, and I hadn't sold anything. And I was just reflecting on this and thinking, well, you know, I don't mind not selling anything, because it's not the reason I do it. But I was like, but what I don't understand, God, was I said I'd give that one painting to you, you know, to the church. So surely, you know, that one would have sold, if anything. And then I thought, well, you know, God can get his money elsewhere, that's fine. But anyway, I was thinking about this, and then I went into work that morning, and I checked my emails, and this guy who'd previously been interested and inquired, but had decided not to, had changed his mind, and he wanted to buy it. So, yeah.
Fantastic. What a brilliant story. So now we just need to pray for Julie that all the rest of her paintings sell, and not just that one. So, fantastic. Okay, let me just see if I've forgotten anybody. Ashley Foggett, who unfortunately isn't here, but I was just talking to her in the week, and she said that I would, she gave me permission just to tell a little bit of her story. One of the things I'd thrown out was, when you gave the £20 away, maybe you could get a business card printed and start a business. And when she heard that, she thought, oh, that's a thought, but I've no idea kind of what I would do. But it just kind of lodged in her, thinking, oh, I'd really love to do that. And then if you were away at Gartmore House, Ashley bought her massage table. And it was a real hit in Renata's Cafe. And there was this queue of people seemingly going up and getting massages. And apparently, lots of people started saying, Ashley, you should do this as a business. And she remembered back to the beginning of September when the £20 were given out. And she thought, well, that's what I'm going to use my first £20 for. Ashley started her massage business last week. And it's just, I just think that's fantastic, because it's not about the money that comes back here. It's actually about God speaking to people about the dreams and the things that they want to do. Oh, the things that God's putting on their hearts, and actually people having the courage to really go for it. So there's another one that this has sparked a whole new massage business just because we gave away £20. Worth it, eh? So, fantastic. Has anybody else, that's my list of people who've sort of said, I've got a story to tell. What about anybody else? Because we gave away about £1,600. Amy and Abby.
As many as you know, the Sunday the £20 was given out, Glow was fundraising,
yes,
in the cafe, and we made lots of soup, and when we were counting out the money, we had lots of £20, £320 worth of £20. So thank you very much, that was brilliant. But with that, we bought lots of equipment for Glow, which has been happening monthly. And we've been charging people £1 on the door? £1 on the door to come in. And we would like to give £100 back to the church from the 4 Glows that we've had, but also say that we would like to give a monthly thing from the Glow we do to the building project. So how many people come through the door will have that for you. But also, it's just amazing because we're having so many teenagers coming in, and it's just an incredible atmosphere. And Oh, it's amazing. So without the £20, the teenagers and everyone wouldn't be able to get involved with that. So thanks.
Fantastic. Do you want to say that? That's fantastic. Women of faith. Yes. What? Oh, I've forgotten Tony. I'm really sorry, Tony. Sitting there. Has anybody else got some stories as well? Why don't you just come up just now?
Yeah. Well, I spent my £20 on food. It's very nice. Basically, decided to cook some meals at my flat and invited a wide range of people. Did two different evenings, cooked a three-course meal using the money for the ingredients. And I think invited people just to pay however much they wanted at the end of the evening. I think made just over £100 from that for the building project. Plus, had a few people round on the two evenings, so I wouldn't normally have round for dinner, so that was good as well.
Brilliant. Fantastic, Tony. It's just great. Okay, is there anybody that's got £20 burning in their pocket or their conscience? And you think, oh, any other stories? Going once. Anybody else? Going twice. Sold. Brilliant. Well, those are fantastic stories. I suspect that there are maybe a number of us here who are thinking, oh, I haven't done anything with £20. So could I really encourage you to at least put it in a bank and get some interest, according to the story? Do something with it. Some of the things that you may be doing are longer term. When we were initially just thinking about some feedback from this, Alison hadn't got to the point where she was had printed up and done her poetry thing. So maybe it's an investment that's going to take longer. And it really isn't about the money that comes back, but it's about what God is going to speak to us or is speaking to us about our contribution and doing things and stepping out and courage and going for what he's saying. So great stories. Thank you very much. And if anybody else has got some more stories, that'd be great. And if you've done nothing with the £20, at least just give it back to us, eh?